As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, February the 10th, or excuse me, the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device or just listen on your telephone, I guess. And from around America to around the world, call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got so many interesting emails over the weekend. I'm still going through them. I haven't responded to yours personally. Hang on. I will. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Went to the post box yesterday, got some really nice stuff. Someone sent me a DVD and some other printed out material. I haven't had a chance yet to look at that. I brought it home late last night. I hope to look at it this afternoon. But again, thank you. If you want to get in touch with me, you can certainly do that the old-fashioned way. Snail mail. Keep my mail carrier busy. At Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. And a very special welcome to our new affiliate, AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast and is posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Gold this morning inches higher as stocks and the U.S. dollar soften. We'll talk about that. The G7 finance ministers see more than Seal and Iqaluit. We'll talk about that as well. August Comte's Positive Religion. If you've never heard about it, you're not going to want to miss a moment of today's broadcast. We're going to talk about that a little bit, give you an idea of the mind of the founder of the concept of sociology and sociolatry. I think you'll find it quite fascinating. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the fundamentals of becoming vocal local, and we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into that market report for Tuesday, February the 9th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $11.70 at $1,073.10. Silver up 23 cents at $15.21. Platinum moves up 24 bucks at $1,494 an ounce. And palladium up $9. At $413 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,064.60 for a low, $1,080.20 for a high. You can see a pretty nice spread developing in there. In the last 30 days, we've lost about $64.70 or 5.69% on gold, but we're doing pretty good. We'll be right back for much more. Stay with me.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go ahead and close out that market report for Tuesday. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, we find gold trading up $11.70 at $1,073.10. Silver up 23 cents at $15.21. Platinum up $24 at $1,494 an ounce. And palladium up 9 at $413 an ounce. The boys in London this morning set the gold fix at 1,068. We're trading above that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 104 at 9,908. Now below that 10,000 mark, I guess they can set their little 10,000 caps back in the bottom drawer. The NASDAQ yesterday closed down 15 at 21.26, and the S&P was off 9 at 1,057. So we see a decline in the stock market. The crude oil this morning moves up 94 cents. It's trading at $72.83 a barrel for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma as it is. And that U.S. dollar index, of course, you can find out much more about that on the Intercontinental Exchange's website, theice.com, losing 44 basis points at 80.01. Those are futures contracts. They're basically playing the stock market with the U.S. dollar index, whatever that means. It certainly has nothing to do with gold or silver or constitutional money. It's just more puff and smoke. In the Forex market this morning, the foreign exchange rates, and we cover those here on a regular basis. We have our little basket of currencies that we cover for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement and our European alliance. The Canadian dollar this morning moves up 83 basis points, trades still at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso is up 67 basis points, yet still stuck on 8 cents. You can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro moves up 76 basis points, trades $1.38 U.S. You're going to go to Europe this morning. You'll trade in your U.S. dollars for euros at $1.38 apiece. The British pound, $1.56, moving up 33 basis points. And the Swiss franc, that lowly little Swiss franc, boy, it's just as solid as a rock. Anyway, now at parity once again with the Canadian dollar, moves up 60 basis points at 94 cents U.S. The SPDR Gold Trust, the gold shares, the exchange-traded funds running and standing right now at 1,106.38 tons. That's a couple of ounces of gold, folks. That's billions of dollars, about $3 billion of dollars worth of gold. That's quite the holding. In the bond market this morning, the two-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasury is running 0.79%. The 10-year stands at 3.60, moving down just a little bit. Watch as that one nudges down a little bit. Maybe more people will flood into the 10-year to lose money on that. The 30-year stands at 4.53%. In the mortgage market, the fixed mortgages this morning, the 15-year mortgage, again, we're seeing this downward slide in the mortgage rates, trying to maybe make it a little bit more attractive to people to buy these foreclosed properties. Moving down from a month ago where it was at 4.79%, this morning the 15-year fixed mortgage is running at 4.41%. The 30-year moves down from 5.29 a month ago and now at 5.03%. We've got 11 degrees here in sunny southwest Missouri under mostly sunny skies. An inch of new snow fell overnight and the humidity stands at 81%. All that stuff. That's all that kind of newsy thing. You know, that's the thing you do on radio, I suppose. County foreclosures climbing in the light of this declining mortgage rates. Here's a note right out of our Barry County Advertiser here. Wednesday, February the 3rd, right off the home page, the front page. County foreclosures are climbing. Now, remember, this is a very rural county in southwest Missouri, folks, with a total of 21 foreclosure notices appearing on Barry County newspapers last week. It appears that the number continues upward in view of the present economic condition. The bulk of the 21 notices of foreclosures are filed by St. Louis attorneys, which indicates the foreclosures have been initiated on default by Barry County property owners whose mortgages have been sold by the original lending agency to firms that were not an original lender. You follow all that through very carefully? There's a lot to be known in that. The meltdown in the mortgage industry comes as the result of the federal government urging loans to home buyers over the past several years when the U.S. Congress was assuming that everybody should own their own home. A little bit of truth coming to power here, huh? Having to pull their pants down and expose themselves in public. Don't like this. In virtually every foreclosure, the homeowner signs a promissory note for the amount of debt on the property. The homeowner secures the payment, usually monthly payments, by mortgaging the property back to the lender. When the monthly payments are not made to the lender then publishes a notice of foreclosure for at least 4 weeks, and the property is sold at the courthouse here. Usually, the lender buys back the property, and whatever the lender loses money-wise, the taxpayers ultimately wind up paying. How's that for you? Interesting. It's system-wide. There's no doubt about that. In our Barry Electric Cooperative, again, rural, small-town America here, these are the sort of things that are probably happening where you are, too. This is out of our... They call it the Rural Missouri It's a tabloid-sized publication they put out once a month. But it says district meetings announced. Once again, it's time for the Barry Electric Cooperative to hold district meetings. This is an electrical cooperative, my friends. Each February for over 60 years, these meetings have been held to give you a voice on how your electric cooperative will be operated. Your vote on these meetings is your voice on who will represent you on Barry Electric's board of directors. The Barry Electric system is divided into three districts. Each district has three members representing them on the board of directors. Customer members from each district will nominate candidates to represent them. Election of these candidates to the board of directors come from votes cast at the annual meeting held each April. Candidates must be members of Barry Electric Cooperative and live in the respective district in which they are nominated. Well, so that's what you see there. It was also posted in the newspaper as one of those events. So I cleaned up a little bit, freshened up, washed my yard or two of hair and beard, and went to the meeting. Amidst the snowflakes coming down, arrived at the meeting in plenty of time. I had about, maybe 5 minutes early. And the lights were kind of very low in the building. Went inside. It was a school room, school lunchroom, cafeteria. There's only two or three people in there, and everybody's kind of sitting around looking at each other. But I recognized Mr. Cups, Ellis Cups and Cole, attorney here, important, prominent fellow. Mr. Bill Shively, a very important fellow in the Barry Electric Cooperative. And I think one or two other people had arrived. And so we sat, and we sat, and we sat, and we sat. We'll be right back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
Oops. That's not talking about dancing bears and girls in tight skirts. We're talking a little bit about an electric cooperative, a district meeting, where they're going to elect the representatives, those that would represent the people that live in this area, at this board of directors for the Berry Electric Cooperative. Now, just put a little bit of scale to this. They sold 22 million kilowatt hours of electricity in December, 21 million kilowatt hours in January. And that might not seem like very much to you, but in small town America, that adds up to big money in a hurry. And of course, all the people out there, all across this area, are looking straight forward at net metering and all of these various and sundry things that we talk about here, all these intrusions, the guy coming in to give you an energy audit and an assessment and so on and so forth. We just went through the Copenhagen. Here we are, snowing and snowing and snowing and colder and colder and colder temperatures here in southwest Missouri. I thought for sure there must be some of the other people in the area that maybe have been reading this rural electric cooperatives tabloid on a regular monthly basis, and maybe they would have a thing or two to say about global warming, man-made climate change, the green jobs, green energy star appliances, or something. And we sat, and at 7 o'clock it was obvious that they weren't going to have a quorum so that they could hold their district meeting, got four of us in the room, and so these gentlemen got on their cell phones and they started calling out the guard. And in the course of about 18 minutes, pickup trucks and automobiles were flooding into the parking lot, and they had 16 people. They needed 15. Of course, they couldn't count on me. They didn't know who I was. So they had enough people to hold their meeting, barely. I don't want to call this the good old boys club, but of course, if you were listening to yesterday's broadcast when we were talking about the importance of becoming vocal, local, and energizing within the established two-party political system, and as I mentioned then and mentioned again today, most of the people that flesh out these boards are insiders. And if you're not inside sitting at the table, you're not going to be heard, and you'll have no representation. And that's just the way it is. So we do many times wind up with the very government or the kind of government in all of these various boards and councils that we deserve. Not a soul showed up. Well, there was another couple. I believe they're Vietnamese. They might be Hmong people. I'm not quite sure if I recognize the individual and his wife. I think he owns a restaurant in a neighboring town. He and his wife attended. They stayed silent, cast their ballot just like the rest of us did. After all, we wouldn't want to block the course of the meeting after they'd gotten off their cell phones. But the way that it went down, basically, was it was only by an appeal, if you will, to party loyals and other government workers that they had enough to constitute and flesh out this quorum so that they could hold this meeting, make their election due. Of course, David Dalton, who was up for re-election, was nominated and re-elected. No other nominations, no other candidates. It was a unanimous paper ballot, and I counted the ballots. So, with all of that having been said, I just caution you to look at these, look at your surroundings just a little bit more closely. What did I find out about this meeting? This is the first one that I'd been to. And what did I find out about this meeting? I found out that if I want to put somebody on the electric cooperatives in all of these various districts, now that I know that they must have a quorum and that it is likely to be very difficult because of the apathy of the voters to have this quorum, that if I want to flesh out this board of directors on the electric cooperative, it's going to be necessary for me to do the same drill and make sure that we arrive just a moment or two prior to the meeting's convening with an adequate number of people in there to nominate and elect our candidate. See how simple this is, really? This isn't a million-man march to Washington. This is just being wise as servants, as harmless as doves, and taking control of the situation right where we are, energizing within the system and taking a seat at the table. Here's a little bit off of Bloomberg. Vestas hires banks to meet bond investors in Europe. It's by Carolyn Hyde and Christian Weinberg. Vestas Wind Systems AS rose after the world's biggest maker of wind turbines said it may sell bonds for the first time after meeting with fixed income investors this week. Well, what's this story about wind turbines? There was mention, Bill Shively mentioned last night at the meeting, that there was a question from one of the fellows that were sitting there. We had a 5-minute period while the nominations had to stay open before we could vote on the candidate. And so there was absolutely nothing else to do. So one of the fellows brought up this idea of net metering and what could we learn about somebody bringing on one of these various and sundry alternative power devices and plugging them into the system. How does that work? And so Bill explained that the meters will actually run backwards and that they give you credits down on your electric bill, and that if you go to zero and bottom out, that you can have an annual credit as well. However, in order for any of that to work, you have to hire a professional engineering firm. They have to come in and put all the safety stuff together and so on and so forth. And basically what he said was this. He says that even though he knows of a couple of sites around where they have windmills and solar panels and things like that and do individually produce excess electricity, that the costs are so prohibitively expensive to get into this little thing that they'll never amortize it either in electrical savings or on resale of the property. So, back again. what sauce for the goose is oft-times sauce for the gander, and so if that's what happens for an individual, you can imagine that these wind turbines and these wind farms all across America are faced with the same dilemma. Yeah. They can produce a little bit of electricity, but if you were dependent upon a wind turbine in southwest Missouri or a solar panel this winter, you'd have been better served going to Miami for the winter. Continuing, here's a quote. We will hold meetings with credit investors tomorrow, Peter Wenzel Cruz, a spokesman for the Randers, Denmark-based company, said today, as Vestas, V-E-S-T-A-S, has grown into a bigger company, we now have new opportunities for obtaining finance, and we are therefore investigating those options. So they're looking for big money now that they've got their wind turbine factory all set up, and they're going to get it. Revenue growth at Vestas has slowed after the credit crisis prompted banks to tighten loans to wind park developers. So all of this claptrap we heard out of COP15 Copenhagen, the Nopenhagen. Banks aren't exactly interested in getting involved with sustainable development, my friends. I've told you before, the bottom line here is demand. In order to gin up enough sufficient demand for these wind parks, it's going to require considerable effort in public relations and private finance and public-private partnerships in order to get it to go. They'll never produce as much electricity as we get from Grand Coulee Dam. They'll never produce enough electricity to power a city, but these little wind turbines, these wind parks, do something. Continuing, quote, extra funds from a bond sale would reduce the uncertainty there's been regarding Vestas' thin order book. Okay, underline that, thin order book. Yeah. You can set up a factory, you can create these wind turbines, you can promote the idea of wind park and being a wind park developer, but it's difficult to find buyers. Well, that's the way it goes with these Rube Goldberg ideas. Anyway, we'll pick up much more on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back after work.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as it often does, you know, when I talk about politics and religion on the air, I oftentimes get an email or two. They're not exactly pleased with what I have to say, but overall, they're pretty positive comments. But I did receive one yesterday from a very stout and stalwart libertarian, wanted to upbraid me for talking about the established two-party political system and not allowing adequate time to discuss third parties and so on. But let me just, you know, like I said before in the past, I'm not a political fantasist. I pretty much lean towards realism. Let's give you a little bit of realism here. The U.S. President and Vice President, November the 4th, 2008, general election results out of Missouri. For John McShane and Sarah Palin, the Republican candidates, they received 1,442,613 votes in the state of Missouri for 49.4% of the ballot. Barry the Usurper and his sidekick Joey pulled down for the Democrats 1,436,745 votes for 49.2% of the ballot. Bob Barr pulled off 0.4% with 11,000 votes. Chuck Baldwin, he got 0.3% with 8,000 votes. Ralph Nader on the independent, he picked up 0.6% with 17,769 votes. And Cynthia McKinney and her pal Rosa pulled down from, I don't know what it is, the WI party, I don't even know what that is, 958 votes for 0% of the total. Total votes cast, 2,917,621. So when we talk about that kind of a predominance, and if we really want to affect political change, we need to become political realists and realize and understand that the established two-party political system is the disease. It has a lock. As admirable as the ideas that may have or not have been postured by Bob Barr or Chuck Baldwin or Ralph Nader or Cynthia McKinney, third-party candidates in the United States of America since our inception have largely been just feel-good votes. If it makes you feel good, if it gives you the opportunity to get up on the podium, if it gives you an opportunity to stand on the soapbox, then by all means, go for it. But if we can understand rightly what is the purpose of the political parties, as I mentioned yesterday, is to gain proximity to or complete control of the government of a nation, then we need to pay attention and be, as again, wise as serpents and harmless as doves, strike at the root and go after the problem. We're worrying about the symptoms and the victims. Now this article off of, my goodness, this was MindWeb, MindWeb, this morning, I'm still trying to scratch my head because we had a certain amount of the magician's left hand and the right hand going on over the weekend with the G7 finance ministers meeting just below the Arctic Circle in Iqaluit, and we had other finance ministers meeting in the other hemisphere, the southern hemisphere, down in Sydney, Australia. We're going to find out a little bit more about that, of course. Yesterday, I reported that the finance ministers basically boycotted the raw seal dinner. They gave the raw seal the raw deal and turned their back on it. I don't imagine that raw seal would be kosher in anybody's book. Certainly not very appetizing to most. But I guess it's dandy if you're used to eating it. It smells rather dreadful, but anyway, high in fat content, too. It's real good for you if you live in the Arctic. Most of these guys are more interested in caviar. But this article off MindWeb gives us a little bit more about what might have been going down up there. Canada's newest territory of Nunavut may soon get its first operating mine as Agnico Eagle's Meadowbank Gold Project is poised to begin production this quarter. That means within the next 3 months. However, Baffinland Iron Mines' Mary River Iron Ore Project still needs to find $4.1 billion in financing to start production by a new target date of 2016, 4 years out. 6 years out, Will. The territory's last mine, Tahara Diamonds Jericho Mine, suspended operations in 2008 due to financial constraints, has been put up for sale. In an interview with CBC News, Larry Connell, Agnico Eagle's Director of Sustainable Development, I like that. You can't get away from Agenda 21. It ain't going no place. It's that big 3,500-pound baby elephant that doing pirouettes on the parlor piano and most people look the other way. But anyway, again, Larry Connell, Agnico Eagle's Director of Sustainable Development, said the first gold bar may be coming out of Meadowbank's gravity circuit by the end of this month. Construction is complete on the $700 million project. It's $654 million U.S., which is believed to have a provable gold reserve of 3.6 million ounces and a measured and indicated resource of 1.5 million ounces. This morning, gold trading at $1,073 an ounce. Go ahead and punch that into your calculator and get an idea of the magnitude we're discussing here. This year's exploration budget is $6 million for U.S. for Meadowbank. Continuing dropping down, Meadowbank is located in the Kivalliq district of Nunavut, 70 kilometers north of the town of Baker Lake, which is 320 kilometers inland from the western shore of Hudson Bay. Investments at Meadowbank have made Nunavut the fastest growing territory in Canada. However, the global recession has slowed exploration and development in the territory. Nunavut's premier, Ivak Arayak, recently told Bloomberg. Mining industry capital expenditure is believed to have dropped 62% to $340.2 million Canadian last year, according to the Nunavut budget. As the G7 finance ministers met in Iqaluit, Nunavut, this past weekend, Baffin Land CEO Gordon McCreary was able to introduce his Mary River iron ore project located on North Baffin Island in the Qikitani region or something like that to an audience of journalists and international visitors. McCreary told his audience that the German government considered the project to be strategically important to their country and has declared it to be eligible for a $1.2 billion loan. He added that maybe the project should also be considered important to Canada. The mine is expected to produce 18 million tons of iron ore annually, and this project has reserves of about 365 million tons of ore, grading an average of 65% iron and about 500 million tons of ore resources. Baffin Land estimated the cost of the mine to be $591 million Canadian. A railway system will transport the ore from the mine to an all-season deep-water port and ship loading facility at Steensby Inlet, where the ore will be loaded into ore carriers for overseas shipment through Fox Basin. And it continues. So I think there was just a little bit more than a seal meal on the deal in Iqaluit. Here's another little bit more on this. G7 pushes for more exchange rate flexibility. Once again, this is kind of a review of an article looked at before. This is a different take, another one of these updates. Major economies with inflexible currencies must consider strengthening them if the global economy is to be weaned off its dependence on U.S. spending and Asian savings, according to a report prepared for a meeting of finance chiefs from the Group of Seven. This article off Bloomberg, February the 6th, Simone Meyer. Countries, here's a quote, countries with inflexible nominal exchange rates must permit greater flexibility in real exchange rates either through higher inflation or a nominal appreciation of their currency. The document drawn up by Canada's finance ministry and obtained by Bloomberg News said, inflexible countries with inflexible nominal exchange rates must permit greater flexibility in real exchange rates, either through higher inflation or a nominal appreciation of their currencies. Again, we go to our Security and Prosperity Partnership Forex exchange rates. And as I've been mentioning for months, the Mexican peso has been standing steady at 8 cents. Yes, it fluctuates a little bit up, a little bit down, but basically right on top of 8 cents. The same thing with the Canadian dollar, standing right there at 94 cents U.S. The Swiss franc, very close to 94 cents, sometimes as high as parity with the U.S. dollar. Far more flexibility, far more up and down in the euro and the British pound. But these countries with inflexible nominal exchange rates must permit greater flexibility in real exchange rates, either through higher inflation or a nominal appreciation of their currency. So the G7 is calling for inflation creation in China, in Mexico, in Canada. Apparently, you're not free. You don't have self-determination of your economic situation inside of the international community. There's not going to be any room for people that have stable economies. And that's a trouble, my friends. That is a trouble. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Once again, and in the absence of a crystal ball or Ouija board, we're just absolutely dependent on these various and sundry pieces of news, the public notice that comes out to help us to discern what's going on in some of these meetings. Now that we don't have Joan Vian going around like a fly on the wall, interviewing there personally, maybe we'll find and attract a new person that will dedicate their life to trailing around after these globalists, these global trotters, if you will, global travelers, fellow travelers in the global plantation, so that we can pick up cookie crumbs and whatnot from their meetings. But here, back to Bloomberg. Again, G7 finance ministers and central bankers met in Iqaluit, Canada, as policymakers seek to avoid a widening of distortions such as the U.S. trade deficit and the Chinese current account surplus, which economists blame for helping deepen the worst post-war worldwide recession, the U.S. trade deficit. How did we get into a trade deficit in the first place? How did the Chinese wind up with a current account surplus in the first place, which the economists are blaming for helping to deepen the worst post-war worldwide recession? Well, here's a quote. While global imbalances were not the primary cause of the financial crisis, there is little doubt that they were an important contributor to the recession we faced, close quote. The G7 document said, quote, for global growth to be sustainable, it must be balanced. interdependence, level playing field. You've heard all those terms before. The report doesn't mention which countries are viewed as having inflexible currencies. China has attracted criticism this year from foreign governments for limiting gains in the value of its yuan since July of 2008, after it strengthened 21% against the dollar over the previous 3 years. They don't like competition on the plantation. Freedom to choose. Although nations are entitled to set their own currency policies, the, quote, freedom to choose their exchange rate arrangements carries an obligation not to manipulate exchanges so as to gain a competitive advantage, as they're hauling in snow in Vancouver for the Olympics. As we just went through the super-duper-dole bowl or whatever that was over the weekend. Not to gain a competitive advantage. What is the purpose of a corporation if not to seek competitive advantage? What is the purpose of a nation's Secretary of Treasury and the whole economic bailiwick if not to set competitive or seek competitive advantages for their countries? Many of you have listened to the broadcast for months. May recall the days we spent with the book written by Milton and Rose Friedman back in 1980. Free to choose. See, we see these words here, freedom to choose. When I see these things, because of the reading that I have done, sometimes it gives you a window of knowledge as to what they're talking about, what they're pointing to, where the ideologies lie. And this, out of freedom to choose, by Milton and Rose Friedman, you know, he's a renowned economist. They both are, actually. This, page 40, the economic case for free trade. The individual consumer's voice is drowned out in the cacophony of the, quote, interested sophistry of merchants and manufacturers and their employers. Once again, we go back into business law. We could grab up Delavaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law and start to read on the Uniform Commercial Code again, which we will soon. But this is Lex Mercatoria. Maybe some of you will remember the interview that we did with the authors Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald about their book, They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, where we discussed a little bit of this interested sophistry of merchants and manufacturers and their employees, and I might add, and their legal counsel. The result is a serious distortion of the issue. For example, the supporters of tariffs treat it as self-evident that the creation of jobs is a desirable end. Haven't we been hearing from the usurper's administration lately? The creation of jobs, job creation, even if they have to follow the false economic model, the faulty fallacy economic model posited by John Maynard Keynes. For example, the supporters of tariffs treat it as self-evident that the creation of jobs is a desirable end in and of itself, regardless of what the persons employed do. Doesn't that sound like Agenda 21 where I read to you the other day, pyramid builders? Yo-ho, heave-ho. Maybe you need to get up on the internet and browse around a little bit and look at the gulags. Joseph Stalin. The butcher of Budapest says he butchered, what, 20, 40, 60 million people in forced labor camps? Go back and listen to the archives where we were talking about Zionism, what it is and what it isn't. Reading from the writings of The Spirit of World Politics by William Ernest Hocking, where we talked about forced labor camps and the mandates. The creation of jobs is a desirable end in and of itself, regardless of what the persons employed do. The Friedman writes, this is clearly wrong. If all we want are jobs, we can create any number. For example, have people dig holes and then fill them up again or perform other useless tasks like changing light bulbs or caulking around windows and doors or any of these green jobs coming down the pike. Work is sometimes its own reward, Milton writes. Mostly, however, it is the price we pay to get the things we want. Our real objective is not just jobs, but productive jobs. Jobs that will mean more goods and services to consume. Here's a little another little bit for your socialism and globalism dialogue. The political case for free trade interdependence is a pervasive characteristic of the modern world. Interdependence. You find that, I believe, first in the Constitution for the Soviet Union. Interdependence in the economic sphere proper, between one set of prices and another, between one industry and another, between one country and another, in the broader society, between economic activity and cultural, social, and charitable activities, in the organization of society, between economic arrangements and political arrangements, between economic freedom and political freedom. What a writer. Interdependence. But it gives us a little bit of an understanding by what our authors here may be pointing to, Simone Meyer, when he heads this paragraph, freedom to choose. Although nations are entitled to set their own currency policies, entitlements, the United Nations beast system, interdependence, an increasingly complex world. The freedom, here's the quote, the freedom to choose their exchange rate arrangements carries an obligation not to manipulate exchanges so as to gain a competitive advantage, close quote, the document said. Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty, you know, he's the guy that organized this G7 meeting and got the boys to sit around for a fireside chat and take dog sled runs. They really weren't dog sleds. Found a photograph. They were actually sledges. Spelled differently, has the G-E-S there. Those are the kind of sleds that you would carry cargo and seals and firewood if you could find it. Not really a dog sled, not like dog mushing, but they're sledges. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said the previous day that Chinese officials realize a more flexible exchange rate is in their economy's best interest, and he indicated that such a shift is likely. Wonder how long they had to waterboard the finance ministers from China to get that out. Asset bubbles. China's consumer prices rose 1.9% in December, the fastest pace in a year, and gross domestic product climbed to 10.7% in the fourth quarter, fueling speculation the nation's authorities will allow the yuan to strengthen to dampen economic growth and reduce the risk of asset bubbles. While it's premature to remove fiscal stimulus, governments should lay out, quote, clear, credible, consistent, close quote, plans on how to reverse their budget shortfalls, the report said. Governments should lay out clear, credible, and consistent plans. Maybe we'll get some of that transparency that Barry promised in his campaign speeches. Maybe we won't. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, close out our market report and financial news in the first segment of the next hour. We will continue into the next hour. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracalebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's two-hour extravaganza, we went into a variety of economic news, looking all around the world, following the financial meltdowns, looked at a little bit of local political activation that you could certainly do. Activism is the key. Knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. So if we don't act upon the things we know, we simply become lumberheads walking around with a tower of books on our shoulders. We need to energize within the established two-party political system and redirect the ship of state, which we can and must do soon. And certainly 2010 affords us that opportunity as it is an election year. Once again, let's go back in and close out this discussion that we were having in the previous hour. But before we do that, let me just welcome again our new affiliate, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And for the benefit of our new audience, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. And I'll repeat this after the next break for those that may have been away at their top-of-the-hour news and weather breaks. Folks, I really do hope that you will contact those that you know, maybe station managers, program managers, other independent broadcasters out there. Do let them know that Become Vocal Local comes to you live Monday through Friday without fail. We've got lots of information, news, and other things, but we have a different kind of a thread here as we advance this idea of philosophical radicalism. Freedom is a very popular concept, and without freedom, we're finished. There are things that we need to do, and there are things that we must do, and we unfortunately need to get them done in a New York minute. We have slept and slept and slept listening to the Bullhorn Boy and others for far too long. And we have generally developed the paralysis of analysis as everyone is out about trying to solve each and every crime. But as we'll discover in a moment, there's much more to do than just talk about this and to Twitter and to tweet and to tip and tap about it. Sometimes you have to actually get off the couch, comb out or brush out or rake out a couple of yards of hair and beard, wash up and go to the meetings to find out what's going down in your area. And that's something that we do here and advocate on Become Vocal Local. But again, this 50th anniversary symposium, what is it? We talked about the meeting in Iqaluit. There was more than just a raw deal over raw seal, the raw deal over raw seal. There was more to it. There's very important iron ore deposits there. There's very important gold deposits there. Agnico Eagle's moving into the area, looking at yanking major tons of gold up out of the ground there. There's a whole bunch shaking in the North Slope, not only in Alaska, Nanwar, but all across Canada. There is more oil and natural gas than the North American continent could use in centuries if we but can have access to it. And in order to have access to it, we're going to have to alter our system of government, even if that means you have to register, what is it, South Carolina? My goodness, as a terrorist, I got my terrorist license. 2010, this article, off of rba.gov.au. rba.gov.au. We'll pick it up right on the other side of these words from our sponsors and begin hour number two in Ernst.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492. Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour of today's two-hour transmission, we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of the broadcast. You can always pick up the phone, call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America. And around the world, you can call in at toll-free at 866-841-1065. Those numbers, the contact information, and so much more are available on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Certainly visit that again. And one more time today, And perhaps the last time for today, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and a very special welcome to our new affiliate AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And I thank you again for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Folks, you might want to contact your station managers. Let them know that we do have 2 hours of broadcasting here each and every day, just as reliable as a German train or a Swiss watch. And if we'd like to have fewer of these station breaks and IDEs so that we can go from 1 hour to the second hour just as smooth as silk without a speed bump, let them know. You'd like them to carry both hours. And for those of you out there with a big email list, let other people know that we're on the air every day. I love it when the audience begins to increase as it has been lately. So let's go back in and finish out this discussion. We talked about the G7 meeting in the Northern Hemisphere, just south of the Arctic Circle. And then we also knew about this symposium that was going down in the Southern Hemisphere in Sydney, Australia. We covered this now, Sydney, Australia. This is the 50th anniversary symposium. This off of the rba.gov.au. What does that mean? That's the Reserve Bank of Australia. This is their webpage. I give it to you one more time, www.rba.gov.au. AU for Australia, .gov for their government, RBA for Reserve Bank of Australia, rba.gov.au. Right off the front page of their website, 2010 marks the 50th anniversary of the Reserve Bank of Australia. Now, as those of you who have listened to this broadcast, especially when we visited with Vicki Davis those past months, her website is www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. If you'll go up there and look on the left-hand side, I think she still has the Become Vocal Local link active. Click on that, and it'll open up a variety of documents that we spoke of day after day, morning after morning, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as Vicki joined us here live. But we talked about APEC. What is this APEC? The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. And, of course, Australia is part of that, as is China and other places. So Australia figures into Northern Hemisphere activities, even though it's located in the extreme Southern Hemisphere. And this, 2010, marks the 50th anniversary of the Reserve Bank of Australia. As part of our celebrations, a high-level symposium was held in Sydney on Tuesday, the 9th of February. Wouldn't that be today? The symposium provided a forum, well, it would have been yesterday, I think, as we learned from John. The symposium provided a forum to discuss what policymakers have learned over recent decades and what needs to be reconsidered. And certainly when we looked at the 40th World Economic Forum out of Davos, the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS, they were considered the regulators. They're the central bank for the central bankers. Much discussion was about regulating all of the harlot daughters, all of the other central banks. But the symposium provided a forum to discuss what policymakers have learned. This is that change agent language that you'll hear around your town, perhaps see it in your newspapers. Lessons learned. Lessons learned over recent decades and what needs to be reconsidered. The symposium was organized around three sessions covering monetary policy, the financial sector, and supply side issues. So we have financial, or I should, excuse me, we have monetary policy. That's one half of the equation. But monetary policy is that policy that's set by the bankers. And then we have fiscal policy, and that's set by the government. So you have fiscal policy and monetary policy. One is a legislative process, the other is a banking process. But at this symposium, they're talking monetary policy because it's the bankers talking to the bankers. Each session was led by a paper discussing the most important issues from the past and the challenges for the future, followed by an actively chaired discussion with a set of distinguished panelists. So once again, just like at the Economic Forum in Davos, we have this cast of characters sitting in the front of the room on the dais. It's like to be elevated, so they're looked up to. And then every one of the heads of com, all of the press people and all of the minion sit down below. And when they're given the opportunity, they ask poignant questions. So let's continue. A volume containing the symposium papers and discussions will be published later in 2010. But they have a list here on this website, www.rba.gov.au, where you can just simply download in PDF format these papers. 50 years of monetary policy. What have we learned? Glenn Stevens writes this one. Panelists' comments. Jean-Claude Trichet, what a busy man. He was up there dog sledding one day, and the very next day, he's leading a symposium panel in Australia. Busy, busy boy. Financial stability, 10 questions and about 7 answers. Jamie Caruna, Bank for International Settlements, that's your BIS. That would be one to read. What have we learned in the past 50 years about the international financial architecture? Another PDF, this one by Andrew Crockett, J.P. Morgan Chase International. Another one, increased understanding of supply-side economics. Ann Kruger writes for Johns Hopkins University. So that's what was happening down there. They were having the 50th anniversary symposium for the Reserve Bank of Australia, and they have papers that have been published that we can access and read and find out a little bit more about the experts that say monetary policy. This one off Bloomberg, last article in the news anyway, Mexico's Sanchez is ready to be surprised by the pace of recovery. Ready to be surprised. Unexpected. Bloomberg, Jakob Grieber and Heidi Couch. Writing for Bloomberg, February the 8th, Mexico's economy, excuse me, Mexico's economy may expand more than expected, unexpectedly, more than expected, in 2010, as the nation recovers from last year's global slump. Central Bank Deputy Governor Manuel Sanchez Gonzalez said in an interview yesterday. Experts said.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And certainly if you're listening out there over any of the terrestrial radio systems, any of the AM, FM affiliates, do understand that some of your neighbors may or may not have access to the Internet, and we certainly need your help to spread the word in your local listening areas, up in Jordan, in Minneapolis, in Owensville, down Austin way, and up in Buffalo, New York, all around about those areas. Please let other people in your area know. Perhaps they can't afford an Internet connection or don't want to add that to their telephone service. They might be able to sit back and enjoy the broadcast, and so you might walk about it a little bit, or when you're at the laundromat or at the grocery, let other people know that the broadcast exists. It's not, as they say, that when you're dealing with truth, you don't, like a lamp, you don't put it under a bushel basket and hide it in the closet. You want to put it up on a lampstand. Let it be heard. Let people know. But anyway, let's continue here and close out this market report and the new news today. Sanchez, well, everything points toward the direction of a recovery, Sanchez said in Sydney, while the central bank's forecast growth of 3.2% to 4.2% this year. Here's a quote. I'm ready to be surprised. We've been hearing this over and over again out of the media. This is a new mantra. You know, we had green shoots. Well, now everyone's ready to be surprised. Everything may expand more than expected. We have a statistical recovery and a human recession globally. And everyone's ready to be surprised. I'm ready to be surprised, too. I'm ready to be surprised. I'm ready to go into the grocery and find the ordinary and normal things on the shelves. We've had a bit of a dearth lately, having to find substitute products because the better products are no longer on the shelves. Why is that? Why is that? Why are the good organic labels disappearing off the shelves faster than new normal? People stocking up? Codex Alimentarius right around the corner. Sanchez. Sanchez is among policymakers visiting Sydney this week to attend a symposium organized by the Reserve Bank of Australia to celebrate its 50th anniversary. The Basel, Switzerland Bank for International Settlements is also hosting a meeting of central bank officials in Sydney. So we've got two symposiums going on. There's the front room, and then there's the back room. There's the public galley. There's the narthex, there's the cathedral, and then there's what's going on behind the curtain with that box they look into so often. The Basel, Switzerland-based Bank for International Settlements also hosting a meeting of central bank officials in Sydney. Global policymakers have to be, quote-unquote, very careful about how quickly they withdraw stimulus measures after cutting interest rates and boosting public spending. Public spending, they're spending your money and mine, to counter the deepest global recession since World War II, Sanchez said yesterday. Here's a quote. The more I read of this stuff, the more sexual it becomes. You know, here we are on Internet talk radio trying to compete with all these foul-mouthed Jew stand-up comedians. I guess we talk, we talk sexy here, maybe we'll build up our numbers and go right by Bubba the Love Sponge. Here's a quote. There is a trade-off between sustaining the stimulus measures and having some risk as to maintaining those, he said, quote, you have a risk of withdrawing too quickly, of leaving those measures too rapidly, so that his recovery may be interrupted. You may want to be very careful to maintain those stimulus measures for the right time. What is this, one of those television sex therapy classes, or is this a financial report? I don't know. Inflation outlook. Central banks also have to remain watchful of inflation and maintain price stability, he said. Quote, every country has different situations as to the inflation prospects, but I'm confident also that the inflation pressures will continue to be relatively subdued in the near future. The central bank kept the benchmark interest rate unchanged at 4.5% in January. You know, our central bank has its rate unchanged too at 0.25%. And in Mexico, they're running at 4.5%. For a fifth straight meeting, and warned that higher costs for state-controlled goods, such as gasoline, maybe that's why they don't ever put that in the consumer price index, because they don't want to admit that gasoline in the United States of America, just as in Mexico, is a state-controlled good. May fuel broader price increases. The latest monetary policy position is consistent with the central bank's growth forecasts. Mexico actually has a relatively stable economy. The region's second largest economy, that would be Mexico, probably shrank about 7% in 2009, the most since 1932, the central bank estimates. Quote, I'm very optimistic about the prospects of the Mexican economy in the short term and the long term, Sanchez said. We had a very harsh recession here. We're going to have a very important improvement relative to the base we had last year. The fourth quarter probably showed very good dynamism of economic activity, and the unemployment rate has declined, Sanchez commented. Well, so that's our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership for you. A little bit of something from Mexico, a little something from Canada, and here's something more from Milton and Rose Friedman, The Cure for Inflation. They write these words, the cure for inflation is simple to state but hard to implement. Government must increase the quantity of money less rapidly. The problem is to have the political will to take the measures necessary. Once the inflationary disease is in an advanced state, the cure takes a long time and has painful side effects, and that's what we need to do. This is what we're really missing today. We do not have the political will in Congress to do the right thing. And we're not going to have a rapid recovery. We didn't get into these problems overnight. We're not going to get out of these problems overnight. But I can assure you that on the other side of this recession, depression, or inflation, or hyperinflation, on the other side, no matter how long, no matter how widespread the influence, on the other side, there will be government. It's our choice. It'll either be a government of our choice, or it will be a government of someone else's choice. So we have freedom to choose. Choices have consequences. If we choose to do nothing, we'll just have to take whatever licking they got ticking. This is a rather interesting study, and we'll continue it after the break. But this is the Catechism of the Positive Religion. I've gotten emails asking about, what is this? What is the new religion? What is the new world order religion? Well, that's something borrowed and something new, something old and something blue, or whatever they say at the weddings. The Catechism of the Positive Religion has been around a little while. This in an English translation, an official translation by Richard Congreve, translating for Auguste Comte. You've heard me talk about Comte before. Isidore Marie-François Xavier Comte, C-O-M-T-E, Comte. You'd almost say Count, and you'd be closer. My French is right. But this was published long ago. On the overleaf, It reads this way: Republic of the West, order and progress, live for others. The Catechism of Positivism, or the Summary Exposition of the Universal Religion, in 13 systematic conversations between a woman and a priest of humanity, by Auguste Comte, author of The System of Positive Philosophy and of The System of Positive Policy. Be back right after these words. Stay with us.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, of course, many of you understand the concept of natural sciences, where we study geology and hydrology and oceanography and other things like that. Some of you have a glimmering of what it is to study the natural law. Many people have gone into education, higher education, and studied the social sciences. Some have studied sociology as part of their education. How many, however, know who it was that actually coined the term sociology? How many would be able to understand it if I said it instead as sociolatry? Sociolatry. Of course, it's easily done to say British Fabian socialism. Certainly, it's easy to say Marxist communism. But if we can rightly understand what we're talking about, there are those things that are hidden, and there are those things that are revealed, and there are those things that are mystery, and then there are those things that are open and not occulted. And certainly this is a man and his writings that are highly occulted, in that the Master Blasters would just as soon, you know, read this man's writings, and so they're hard to come by. Few people speak of him. Few people know about him. I have read The System of Positive Philosophy, and I have read his System of Positive Politics, and I have read his Catechism of the Positive Religion, and Auguste Comte is on my mind this morning. Love for principle, order for basis, progress for end. This from the introduction, written again by Richard Congreve, the English translator of Auguste Comte's French work. Auguste Comte was a disciple and a business associate with Claude-Henri Dubreuil Saint-Simon. As I've mentioned in the past, Saint-Simon, as he's sometimes known, fought at the Battle of Yorktown alongside George Washington's army, supporting and directing a battery of French mortars. And he was the last one awarded the Order of Cincinnatus for service in the quote-unquote War for Independence. When Saint-Simon returned to France, he then embarked on a speculation career in real estate investments, lost his shorts, but made a bundle. And then he set up a salon. And of course, he came into association with many very interesting people in the time period. Ultimately, towards the end of his life, Henry Saint-Simon had a group spin off under Halevi. I think it's Elie Halevi, the cantor at the synagogue in Paris. Their group was known, and they were largely French bankers, largely known as Saint-Simonians, and they got very busily involved in things like French credit mobilier. But even though Auguste Comte is often, Henry Saint-Simon is often credited as being the founder of French socialism, there were other forces like Proudhon and others, Bichat and others, Condorcet and others, actively writing in this time period, 1850s. This preface to this third edition of the book was penned in 1891 by Richard Congreve. Auguste Comte, of course, was the author, the writer, the systematizer, systems, the system of positive philosophy, the system of positive politics, and as I say, the beast system, the United Nations, the unnations beast system, systems and programs. All of this English socialism is really at the heart positivism, that which is not revealed to the profane, but is known to the initiate and the adept alike. The prefatory note to the third edition, in the preface to the fourth volume of his System of Positive Politics, his Treatise of Sociology Instituting the Religion of Humanity, Auguste Comte says, quote, taking the volume as a whole, the general constitution of the religion has become at once more systematic, more moral, and more practical, by definitively placing the worship before the doctrine. I regret that this correction is subsequent to the composition of the Positivist Catechism, the purpose of which it would have greatly aided. Without waiting, however, for a second edition of that short work, the improvement may be effected by dividing into two the long conversation and the doctrine as a whole. The first half bearing directly on the theory of the Great Being, capital G, capital B, which he styles as capital H, humanity. Humanity. The humanities. Have you studied the humanities? Are you a human being? should, for the future, form a separate chapter and follow on the introduction. Then we may pass at once to the study of the worship, and after it, to that of the doctrine. The general conversation on which will thus be limited to its second half, the half which alone relates to the encyclopedic constitution. And it continues, but it gives you a little bit of an introduction to the mind and the work that is Auguste Comte. He continues and he says, I take the opportunity to urge the readers of my catechism also to divide the last chapter, studying first the fetishist and theocratic part common to all nations, then the threefold transition peculiar to the West. Note this capital S, F, fetishist. Fetishes. Are your children's closets just, the floors of your children's closets just covered with toys, or is the floor of their room covered with toys? Is the curtain rod, is the rod in the closet rod just chock-a-lock full of clothing in your closets? Is your garage just filled with all kinds and manners of little things, tools and parts and pieces and all sort of things, your kitchen overflowing with gadgets? Fetishism. Demand. Sustainable development demand. The fetishist time period. And the theocratic part, common to all nations, then the threefold transition, peculiar to the West. By these two changes, a small work, which is the organ of propagation, Freud's nephew, comes to mind. Propagation should, for the future, be considered as constituting 13 chapters instead of 11. And then it continues here. But I don't want to run out of time. Promised this, I want to give it to you. This is the preface. This was penned on October the 19th, 1851, by Auguste Comte. Listen to how he addresses this symposium, a colloquy. Quote, writing, Auguste Comte says this, in the name of the past and of the future, the servants of humanity, theoricians and practitioners, come forward to claim as their due the general direction of this world, in order to construct at length the true providence, moral, intellectual, and material, excluding once for all from political supremacy all the different servants of God, Catholic, Protestant, or Deist, as at once belated and a source of trouble. And it continues. With this uncompromising announcement on Sunday, notice he uses Sunday, October the 19th of 1851 in the Palais Cardinal, after a summary of 5 hours, I ended my third course in philosophical lectures on the general history of humanity. Since that memorable conclusion, the publication of the second volume of my System of Positive Politics has lately manifested directly how appropriate is such a social destination to the philosophy which is able to suggest the most systematic theory of the human order. We come forward then, avowedly, to deliver the West from an anarchical democracy and from a retrograde aristocracy, so to constitute, as far as practicable, a true sociocracy. Sociocracy. Sociology. Sociolatry. Sociology, the science. One combining wisely in furtherance of the common regeneration all the powers of man, each in every case brought to bear according to its nature. In fact, we sociocrats are no more democratic than aristocrat. In our eyes, the respectable mass of these two opposite parties, well, we'll have to find out what it is in his eyes he thought of parties.
Thank you.
the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We turn sliding into our last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can access the archives. They are available at www.oraclebroadcasting.com. On the homepage, locate the show archives link, and then click on that. You'll come open to the Become Vocal Local. You'll see the Become Vocal Local link in the list of broadcasts. Click on that. And each and every day I give you a little bit of a snippet as to what you might find inside of that broadcast today. I will note August Comte's system of positivism. But we see that, and again, as I do start the broadcast each and every day, letting you know and stating over and over emphatically that there is a revolution in the air. There is a revolution in the air. Do you understand what I'm talking about? How could you? But the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, the Geographic Information System, and the Geospatial Information System, running off of a platform of satellites circling around us, the Enhanced 911 system of interlocking all across the United States and all around the world, cell tower grids, all of the various and sundry internet hubs and routers and all of that. There's a revolution in the air, my friends. It's all around us. And we need to be aware of that. But again, as August Comte starts out in his preface to the Catechism of the Positive Religion, which he really calls the summary exposition of the universal religion, the final religion. Of course, positivism is the final stage of human development. We're living it. He starts out with an invocation, and a powerful one at that, in the name of the past and of the future. That's like Janus, the two-headed Roman god, one looking forward and one looking backwards, but in the name of the past and the future, invoking all of the powers, the servants of humanity, theoricians and practitioners come forward to claim as their due the general direction of this world. We see this in Davos, even in Iqaluit, in Sydney, in New York, the United Nations buildings, and all of the thousands of meetings held around the planet on a regular basis, on a day-to-day basis by these globalists. They come forward to claim as their due the general direction of this world. The sociologists, the super social scientists. To understand from Auguste Comte's idea that the world ultimately would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator, and that their appointed dictator would be supported in all that he does by a cadre of super social scientists. The sociologists have slipped all of humanity into a petri dish, as it were, and slipped it under a microscope. And they study us, and they study us, and they study us. This is all intent to bring about the end of Catholicism and Protestantism and deism and Islam and the Judaites, the Confucians, the Janists, creating this new general history of humanity, just this new positive religion. He continues and writes this. On the other, the continuity between which positivism establishes on a deep foundation a necessary subordination, the substitute at last for their deplorable antagonisms. But whilst our policy rises equally above these two incomplete and incoherent tendencies, we are far from equally condemning in the present the two parties which represent them. During the 30 years of my philosophical and social career, I have ever felt a profound contempt for that which, under our different governments, bore the name of the capital O opposition. I have ever felt a profound contempt for that which, under our different governments, bore the name of the opposition, and a secret affinity for all constructive statesmen. Constructive statesmen, even those who would build with materials evidently worn out, seemed to me constantly preferable to the mere destructives. In a century in which general reconstruction is everywhere, the chief want, reconstruction, written before the Civil War, general reconstruction. Well, the soil was still drying, soaking in all of the blood of France. Our official conservatives are behindhand, it is true, but our mere revolutionists seem to me still more alien to the true spirit of our time. They continue blindly in the middle of the 19th century, the negative direction which could only suit the 18th, without redeeming this stagnation by those generous aspirations after a universal renovation which distinguished their predecessors. Do you have a flavor for how he writes? Hence it is that though the popular sympathies are instinctively with them, power constantly passes to their opponents, who at least have recognized the impotence for organizing of the metaphysical doctrines and seek elsewhere for principles of reconstruction. Such is certainly the only temporal governor of real eminence of whom, up to the present time, our century can boast: the noble Tsar, whilst he gives his immense empire all the progress compatible with its actual condition, preserves it by his energy and prudence from useless ferment. This is before the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks brought the czars down. His sagacity, however empirical, leads him to see that the West alone is charged with the glorious and difficult mission of laying the foundations of human regeneration, which the East has subsequently and peaceably to appropriate as it shall rise. See how prophetic this is? That China has subsequently and peaceably appropriated human regeneration as it rises. Again, looking at the Tsar, he seems to me to be even conscious that this immense elaboration was reserved specially for the great Western Centaur. And this spelled C-N-T-R-E. Well, there's so much more to all of that. I want to give you this before we run out of time. We thus, going all the way to the back now, 290-some pages, we thus understand the necessarily stormy character of the vast revolution, which was the final issue of the whole 5 centuries which lay between us and the Middle Ages. It is the result of a fatal want of harmony between the two progressions, which together make up the whole Western movement, in which the positive advance was unable to meet the demand for organization created by the negative. Whilst this last was destroying all general conceptions, the former could only substitute them for special notions. The leadership in the modern regeneration at the time of its greatest difficulty had devolved on the most incompetent class, the class of mere writers, whose sole aspiration was the metaphysical pedantocracy dreamed of by their Greek masters in order to center all the power in themselves. The writers, the symposium, the academia, academicians. And finally, everywhere, the relative definitely takes the place of the absolute. According to Auguste Comte, everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. Everywhere, he writes, the relative definitely takes the place of the absolute, and altruism, in other words, living for others, from which we eventually get the principle of happiness, the happiness principle, and the idea of the greatest good, of the greatest number, humanitarianism. Again, everywhere, the relative definitively takes the place of the absolute, and altruism tends to bear down egoism, whilst a systematic method takes the place of a spontaneous evolution. In a word, capital H, humanity, definitively substitutes herself, female, for God, without forever forgetting his provisional services. Well, we're all out of time. Thanks for listening. Until tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol,
maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.